What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Lunchtime. I'm Noah Hiles. He is
John Bozica.
John, we're on day three. Show three, I should say. It's like, what, day... We're like almost on a week without sports. The NBA was canceled a week ago today, I believe.
We went from Lunchtime to Sesame Street. We're on like day three of the alphabet.
Yeah. So we move on to day number three in our journey through the alphabet of... The best of the alphabet, I should say. So we are on the letter C, and we're going to get right into it. Best person, place, and thing, starting with the letter C. John, I've gone first recently.
So you want me to go first?
I would like for you to start. Who is the best person whose name starts with the letter C?
My person for the letter C is the great silent film actor. Eventually, he acted in talkies, as they called them back then. Charlie Chaplin. Mm. Charlie Chaplin was, I believe, ahead of his time in terms of comedy. His physicality in his comedy was fantastic. Considering he was a silent film actor, everything had to be bigger and a little bit more different. And some of his films, having been someone that's done theater in my life and having a lot of people that I know that have done theater, I know his impact on theater and on, you know, I won't say like slapstick comedy, but the physicality of comedy and how using actions to convey your comedy are very important. So in that regard, I think there's lots of things that are still done now. Plus, if you've never seen it, his speech at the end of the movie, I think it's called The Great Dictator, where he plays a person that's supposed to be like Adolf Hitler. Mm-hmm. His speech at the end of that is brilliant. It's stuff that we should still strive to live by today. And considering his character, like, it's kind of like an opposite take of things. It's an interesting movie, but if you've never seen that speech, I recommend people watch it. So Charlie Chaplin.
All right, well, that's a good choice. I'm going to have to argue against him. I can't say I'm incredibly from... I mean, I know who Charlie Chaplin is. I haven't consumed a lot of his work.
You should.
I mean, yeah, I've got plenty of time to do it now.
You do.
Anyway, so...
Catch up on all those old movies.
Charlie Chaplin, good. My guy, I think, is a little bit better. Everyone knows him. Everyone loves him. Most people believe in him. I'm talking about Kris Kringle, friends. Santa Claus is my person. His name's Kris Kringle. And he is not only one of the best C's out there. He's one of the best people. He literally spreads joy to the entire world. He gives gifts. He works all year to make everyone happy on one day. Some would say he kind of takes away from Jesus' birthday. You know, I'm not going to debate that right now. But what I will say is he's just a jolly old fellow. He loves cookies and milk, and he has had a very loyal relationship with his wife. You know, most men, when they get famous, they don't stay faithful, John. But Kris Kringle... He's had Mrs. Claus by his side the whole time. And I'm sure some of those elves give him looks, but he resists. He keeps himself off the naughty list.
I mean, he sees a lot of people.
He sure does. And excellent at breaking into houses. I don't know if that's a good skill or not, but he certainly has that skill.
What are you good at? B&E?
Yeah, for real. He can fly. Well, he can't, but he taught reindeer how to fly. That's pretty impressive.
Or did they teach him how to fly?
Hmm. He gave Rudolph a chance. I mean, the list goes on and on. Kris Kringle, my pick for the letter C. John, your argument against Santa.
So my argument against Santa is this. The traditional spelling of Kris Kringle is with a K and a K. That is the only argument that I need to win this argument, that it's not even with
a
C.
No, it's not.
It is.
Is it really?
It is. I looked at my phone. Kris Kringle?
You've got to be kidding me.
You can't see that, but Charlie Chaplin, two C's, Kris Kringle, two K's. It's been a stressful time for him. He's done some things recently that he's not proud of.
No, easy. You make it sound like I murdered someone. Jeez, oh man. Moving on, let's go to place.
I'm gonna let you win this one. Go
no,
ahead.
No, you... Okay, so, okay. For my place, I'm going with Canton, Ohio.
Rep the C!
There we go.
I don't know what that means.
Canton, Ohio is obviously where we are located right now. I live in Canton, and I gotta say, I really do enjoy it here. For someone who born and raised in Pennsylvania, in Pittsburgh, in the Pittsburgh area, it was kind of scary coming out here, but this is a different place than what I was used to. But it's a good different. It's got a small town vibe, even though there are a decent amount of people here. Passionate in many aspects of life. You think of, obviously, football when you think of Canton, but there's a lot more to it than just football. There's great food here. There's art. There's a whole bunch of stuff that goes on every weekend. Well, not necessarily now every weekend, but normally there's a lot to do here, and there's a lot of good people to meet and get to know here. And I really do enjoy Canton, and I think big things are coming for Canton once all of this coronavirus stuff passes through.
My place is Cleveland, city by the lake. Beautiful, beautiful place. Great sports teams there.
We don't talk about sports.
But they have them. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. Also a great thing. Moses Cleveland. Don't know a lot about the man, but there's a statue of him in downtown Cleveland. I'm really kind of phoning this argument in because I feel bad for what I just did to Noah.
No, you're fine, dude.
So, Cleveland,
Ohio. Had a couple drinks and I danced. All right? That's the embarrassing thing that John keeps referring to.
It's
that's
funny.
All. That's all that happened. And I did it in a secluded area with less than 10 people. So, that's fine.
He did. He was responsible.
Anyway, glad we got that out of the way. We could go back to the show now. What a train wreck this has been.
No, this all is right, good. This is the repartee that people tune in for.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
They missed this during this time. They missed this repartee.
All right.
So, I mean, Cleveland, it's the city. I hate to sound this way, but growing up in Akron, Cleveland was like going to the big city. Like, I mean, it was. Like, when you went up to Cleveland, it was a special day. So, to me, that was cool about it. Because I grew up in the area, Canton also has a sentimental feel. It's hard for me to argue against Ohio cities, except for Columbus. I don't like Columbus. I can't explain why, but I don't like
Columbus. I don't like Cincinnati.
See, I like Cincinnati. Mm. But I don't like Columbus.
Okay.
But Cleveland, great city. City by the lake.
My rebuttal. And I got to think of a way to do this where it's respectful. City by the lake. Let's start there.
Okay.
That lake caught on fire.
Was the river.
Yeah, the river, Cuyahoga River, it caught on fire because of how polluted that city was. You talked about their sports teams. They're not good. They never win championships. It took you, 52 years and a guy that was born right down the road to win you one, and that city successfully chased him away twice. So if that's not a big enough indication, LeBron never left Canton. I just want to say that right now. I would put the Football Hall of Fame ahead of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, even though I really do like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I think they're about equal.
They're about equal, but I personally like the Pro Football Hall of Fame more.
I mean, I do too.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's Cleveland. Like, to quote Joakim Noah, he said, do you guys like Cleveland? Do any of you really like coming here? He asked the media. He said, I don't hear anyone booking vacations to Cleveland. It's kind of true. I don't know. I didn't mean that out of malice. Your rebuttal.
Yeah, I mean, it has the sports teams that have had their troubled current years, but, I mean, over the course of time.
Yeah, if you grew up in the 40s, it was a heck of a time to be a Cleveland sports fan.
Cleveland, there has been. Mm-hmm. It's existed. I mean, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a pretty cool thing.
Sure,
I mean, you obviously have all the history of what really isn't just rock music anymore. It's kind of bothersome how it's like the Beastie Boys and the Beastie Boys are not rock, but sure enough, like it is a very cool place to go. And I mean, just there's a lot of little things in Cleveland. Like there's Little Italy. There's all the things that are happening downtown, and there's Playhouse Square, and there's so many different things to do in that town. It's not just a, a one-trick pony with the sports, which a lot of people assume that it is.
It's fair. And I actually do like traveling. I like going out in Cleveland.
Yeah,
it's a fun town. Yeah. And I thought they did a great job hosting the All-Star
they did.
Game.
They did.
I just can't. I like Canton better. I'd rather live in Canton. And I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be working here. And I'm happy to be working with John, who reveals personal stories on our show. It makes me elaborate.
It's not like a super personal story.
The way you brought it up, you were like, Noah did some things he regretted. Like, yeah, there's a body in my trunk. What do you want me to do?
They call him Noah the Irishman Hiles.
I paint houses.
I heard you paint radio stations.
All right. For thing, do you want to go first or should I?
I'll go first.
All right. What's your thing?
I am choosing one of the greatest things that you can eat with so many different things. Cheese.
Oh, okay.
You can have cheese with a number of different things. You can have it with crackers. You can have it with pasta. You can have it with different types of meats. You can have it with wine. You can have cheese with just about anything, except for if you watch Food Network. Don't have it with fish, apparently. But still, cheese. It is a very, very, what's the word? Versatile thing. I mean, it's like you take it, put it on a sandwich, makes the sandwich better. Maybe not to Noah, but to me it does. You take it, you put it in pasta, makes the pasta better. You put it on a taco, makes the taco better. You put it on rice, makes the rice better. You pair it with wine, and it makes that fine aged wine better, from what I can tell in my experiences of eating a little block of cheese and a $3 bottle of wine.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's been a hell of a time.
So I'm not a big cheese fan.
You're not.
To be one. So I'm excited for my rebuttal. But the thing that I chose, I think, is the best thing that starts with letter C, and that is cash, John. Cold, hard cash. There's nothing better than having a wallet full of cash. I get in today's world, it's a digital world. We're paying for everything with credit cards, debit cards, Venmo, Cash App, however you want to do it. It's all electronic now. I get it. That, to me, makes me like cash. Excuse me. Even more. Cash is the greatest gift because it's the gift that keeps on giving. You can do anything with it. And it continues to stimulate the economy. You know, you give someone a pair of headphones or something, it's like, all right, well, that's where it ends. But if you give me cash, I'm also improving other people's lives. You feel powerful when you have cash. You could have a credit card with a endless limit in your wallet, and that's great. However, you walk around with a briefcase full of Benjamins, buddy, you feel good
because you have so much experience with that.
I don't. What's the most amount of cash you've ever had, like, at one point in time,
gosh,
in your hand?
I mean, I haven't done the Andy Parks and Rec, where he goes to the bank with April and he like is like, I want $1,000 in my hand now. And they give it to him in all ones. He's like, nickels. I want nickels. But no, I haven't done that. I would probably say, gosh, I probably had like $200-$300 because like I don't like think about carrying around a lot of cash.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very much so a guy, I get cash deposited into my bank account, and then I don't take out a lot of cash. I just think it's safer that way. Like, if you're not walking around, like, carrying a wallet full of, like, I mean, carrying around a bunch of Benjamins, I'm sure it's fun.
It's risky.
But, like, dang, you go to certain parts of certain towns, watch out.
Yeah. I mean, just really anywhere. I mean, like, you're definitely liable. But I would say the most I've ever had, I won a couple awards in college. And my parents were like, good for you. And they were a couple $1,000, and they were just like, go to the bank and cash that, and then go to the admissions office and put that toward your tuition. Like, so I got to, but before my first award, when I was handing it over to the admissions office, when I cashed it, I went to Huntington Bank and Alliance, crossed the street to the admissions office, and I just was like, before I gave it to her, I'm like, hang on. And I just laid it out, and I played a whole lot of money. or was it Grove Street Party by Waka Flocka Flip? I got a whole lot of money. And I was like, can you just take a video of me throwing this cash? And like the 70-year-old secretary was like, what is this?
She was probably like Ethel Beavers.
Yeah, but it was a couple thousand dollars. It was pretty cool. Hopefully, hopefully one day I can have just a couple grand on me and it will be no big thing.
Yeah, I'd love to one day just be able to wake up and be like, you know what today I'm going to do? I'm gonna go and just take $3,000 out of the bank.
Yeah,
and just
or walk like Jordan Belfort and Wolf of Wall Street where the cops are leaving his boat and he's like, call them fun coupons. Get yourself a nice watch. And he I don't recommend throwing cash at officers in a degrading way.
No.
But it would be cool to have that much cash where you could just throw it and not care.
One day, no.
One day.
One day lunchtime will take us.
One day.
To that place.
All right. So your argument against cash for cheese. Go.
I mean, it's hard to argue against cash because cash is a great thing. Like it does stimulate so many things. But I mean, cheese, the world in so many ways would be boring without cheese.
No.
As I've said, it just makes a lot of things better. Mac and cheese wouldn't be possible without cheese. And I know Noah likes mac and cheese, I'm guessing.
No, I don't.
You don't like?
I don't like cheese.
In general?
I like pizza and like cheese curls and like cheese nips and stuff. But like I don't like mac and cheese. I don't like nachos and cheese. Like melted cheese to me makes me throw up. Like just sniffing it will make me gag.
Those are great. Those are great things. They taste fantastic. They paired with things. They make things better. I truly believe. I believe in cheese.
Okay. Well, my argument against cheese would be it's not healthy. Most cheeses will, you know, it's just not healthy for you. It affects your digestive system. Sometimes it backs people up. Sometimes it leads to more bowel movements, and that's not good. Some cheese stinks. That's not great.
Limburg cheese, Limburger.
Yeah, it's gross. Cheese is gross. It's yellow. It's sticky. It's ugh. No, thank you. Cheese sucks. Cash is so much better. It's not a good time for cash right now. You know, cash is carrying another thing that starts with a C. That's a big problem. But we're gonna get
something
it right.
That did not make our list.
Every I was just trying to think of like different things for this show, and I'm like, I mean, it's coronavirus. Like, that's all I've talked about for the last month, and definitely not a good thing that starts with a C.
No,
definitely not.
If we were choosing the worst thing that starts with a C,
however, I would take if it was a battle, I'd say Corona would probably beat every other thing on our list right now.
I would agree with that.
Corona has beaten Canton. It's got a commanding lead right now, but we're gonna storm back. Same for Cleveland. Corona would destroy Charlie Chaplin. And you know, Santa's in quarantine, even though his name begins with a K. You hate to see that move. Corona is ruining cash, and you know, the cheese market, I'm sure, is being affected by this as well.
I would imagine so. I would imagine there's some dairy farmer in France somewhere that's like, oh,
no cheese. Merci. Oh.
It is a really...
We surrender.
If you didn't know, it's just a really hard time to be a person right now.
It sure is.
So, like, everything is just... You ever feel like the walls are just falling around you?
Dude. The governor speaks every day at 2:00. And right about now, my anxiety's kicking in. It's like preparing for a freaking tornado. I'm sitting there at my knees just going, oh my God, what's going to be canceled?
I felt so bad for you a couple days ago when they said he was going to speak at 2:00 and then like 2:30 rolled around and he still hadn't spoken. Then it was like 2:50 and it was like, he's making his way to the podium.
And yeah, like I got to be on the air. Like these updates need to be recorded. I'm just like, come on, Mike. I know you're busy, buddy. Probably had some cheese.
Hey, so, backed him up a little bit.
Backed him up a little bit. That's all we got. Thank you for joining us on this roller coaster of a
Friday
show.
Friday is D.
Sure is. We'll see you then.